want to take this week's intro, Jackson? You haven't done it in a long time.
I just did it before we started recording, but I'll do it again. Hello, everyone. This is Jackson from the official podcast. We're here with a fresh new episode. We've got a special guest with us, a tantalizing voice for once, because all of our voices are gross and disgusting and quite embarrassing, to be honest. So we've got GB ASMR here with us. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is GB. I do ASMR on YouTube, which some people are familiar with, some people are not, but they are relaxing videos designed to help people fall asleep or get ASMR tingles, which we can get into. But I do ASMR on YouTube, and then I also have just recently started Twitch in the last 6 months, where I do not do ASMR. And now, I also I cosplay on the side. Never forget the cosplay.
So you now, still get tingles on the side.
I
didn't hear Jackson. I'm sorry, Jackson.
Did I cut out?
No. We talked at the same time. It was my fault.
All right, you go first, Andrew.
I just had a real swinging in quick question on it. Why, if you went to Twitch, did you not continue the ASMR trend?
Really, just my personal preference. I wanted to do something that wasn't ASMR, and I haven't had time to play video games. I've been a student for the last, 15 years of my life, and I
what?
Always How I know right I'm 23.
Oh, don't dox okay. yourself. I oh just, God. Not in your business. No, she's a grandmother.
What's your address getting again old. Primary
No, it's fine. Everybody I think knows how old I am. But I went over to Twitch just to be able to talk in a normal voice and interact with people other than whispering in their ear, and it's been really fun.
Also, the competition with ASMR on Twitch is just insurmountable. You have people farting into mics for donations. It's really a Herculean task to make it an ASMR over there.
People have different triggers.
That doesn't seem like an ASMR tingle trigger to me.
I only get my strongest tingles from someone breaking wind. That's just how
I haven't seen that one yet. I feel like that wouldn't be something that you'd see on YouTube or Twitch.
No. It's only on Twitch.
Got to go to the porn sites for that.
Mm-hmm.
A buddy of mine, actually, we tuned into, I think her name's like Amaranth. She does ASMR occasionally. And what she would do is she just takes some household items and cover her mic with them, and then sometimes whisper and other times just moan into it for donations.
I actually didn't know she did ASMR. I'm familiar with her cosplay.
Yeah. I mean, calling it ASMR is doing it a big justice, but she attempts. Usually it's just throwing like a piece of plastic over her mic.
Well, did she have the mic with the ears?
I don't remember now. I don't know.
Sometimes I can make an all right sound.
So, it didn't make a pleasant sound. It sounded like two dump trucks colliding. It was awful.
So Charlie, GB, you mentioned that she does, you've seen her cosplays, and you mentioned you've done cosplay. Do ASMR people usually have really, really in-depth side hobbies that go along with it as well? Or
I don't know. I see actually a lot of, we have the people who started on Twitch who are trying to get into ASMR. And then we have a lot of ASMR people on YouTube who are trying to get into Twitch. I have no idea why there's a correlation there, but there's definitely one.
It's probably just the internet gold rush, because now streaming's really taken off. Everyone wants to hop in there. My dad was even toying with the notion. I don't know what he'd do, but since ASMR. He's kind of... No, probably not ASMR. His voice is nothing like mine. Andrew can attest to that. He sounds like... I don't know. He sounds like some type of cartoon character for the most part.
If you guys are listening to this podcast and have been fans of the podcast and know my impression of Charlie's dad from the earlier episodes, it is 100% spot on.
Yeah.
We'll do it again, funny man.
Give me something to say. All right. Okay. If we're doing Twitch streaming, hey, everyone, I'm here streaming my live den to Twitch. Isn't that really cool? Anyway, be playing Fortnite. I think that's what it is. Yeah. Like, that's exactly what he sounds like. I'm not hamming it up at all.
The opposite of ASMR.
I think my dad would be a great Twitch streamer. Let us know what you think of my dad as a Twitch streamer in the comments.
So Charlie, your dad, he walked back on his, hating our podcast. We asked him to come on once, and he basically told you to go fuck yourself. Did he change his opinion?
He did.
No, Kaya, you're underselling this. He called him out at a family dinner that I was at.
Oh, that's right. Andrew is there. Yeah.
So my parents came to visit me when I was moving into my apartment, and we were all having a lovely Olive Garden catered dinner at their house. And just midway through, his dad calls him out. He's like, they wanted me on this podcast shit. I don't understand. Like, in front of everybody.
Yeah. I think he started to warm up to the idea, though. Andrew informed him that he's kind of become a cult classic, and now he wants to capitalize on it.
So, GB, do you have a father that wants to be in your ASMR videos?
Whoa, Jackson, let's back up a bit. GB, do you have a father?
I do.
All right.
Does he want to be on the show?
He does not.
Oh. Does he know they're what pretty, for a living?
They're pretty private. But they're very supportive.
Do they have reservations about what you do, though? Do they find it kind of... Because, I mean, we can jump into that topic full force, but there's definitely links to, like, pornography in ASMR.
That is the first question that everybody I know in real life asked me first. They're like, is this, like, a sex thing? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. You can... That's, like, a huge topic that is widely discussed in the community. But, no, when I started my channel, gosh, like... almost 2 years ago, it was like 2 Junes ago, it exploded a bit, and I think I had like 12,000 subscribers, and I sort of broke the news to my family. I was like, I have 12,000 subscribers on a YouTube channel. I figured I should let you know. And they're like,
I'm leaving
oh,
home.
And they sort of like gave the eyebrow.
Dropping
yeah, they're like,
college.
What? I'm dropping out of college. I finished.
I'm putting all my eggs in this
college.
Basket.
I know I'm one day from graduating, but I really believe in this.
Well, how is it considered in the ASMR community? Because for most, I think, outside people who are looking into it, it looks like, you know, sort of a, without trying to sound mean, it's like an intimacy simulator almost for people to listen in on and kind of get the feeling of, hey, you know, I don't have a girlfriend, but I can just play a YouTube video and have a girl whisper into my ears.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be silly to pretend like that is not why some people watch it. But people watch ASMR videos for literally, like, I could probably name like 10 reasons off the top of my head why they would watch it. People watch it for the literal ASMR, which is actually just like a response, which is the tingling in your head. People watch it to trigger that, or just to relax, or to fall asleep, which is what I used to use it for a lot, in the background when you study, if music's too distracting. And then, yeah, there's people who use it to watch it when they're lonely, or when, you know, they're having an anxiety attack and need to calm down. Or there's different videos catered to certain things. Like, I have seen plenty of girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, like role plays.
Classics.
And at least they're, you know, they're very upfront about it. So if you're, that's what you're looking for, like, go ahead. Yeah. But I think every creator sort of has, you know, what they're comfortable with and what their intention is with their audience.
So is it a nice community, or would you say are there pretentious people, like looking at the, you know, the ASMR people who do that sort of girlfriend, boyfriend kind of thing as, you know, shitting on the integrity of the art, shall we say?
As far as the creators go, like interacting with other creators, it's, I guess not surprisingly, but it's really, really kind. Everyone is very supportive. It's basically you do what you want to do. And as long as you don't sort of, I know there's like a couple people who have like come out and been like, ASMR is a fetish. And we're like, yo, calm down. No, it's not. So like sometimes we do like a little bit of cleanup from like what other creators sort of decide to put out there. But other than that, like I haven't seen any sort of hate on other people's channels. We usually just sort of promote what we like and sort of ignore what
That's
we don't.
Good. Yeah. What do you mean by cleanup, that you have to do cleanup?
So somebody went out to a publication and was just talking about how ASMR is like a sexual fetish. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, oh,
my God.
Sorry
for that.
No, it's okay. It's totally.
Just wait until it gets more mainstream and somebody blames gun violence on ASMR. It's hypnotizing videos.
The voices, they told me to do it. They said, you need to shoot up the school now. You need to go ahead and do it.
I heard it clear as day, officer. I swear to God.
I heard it. It gave me the tingles, officer. The tingles!
I bet you could get some politician to argue that it's nothing more than hypnosis.
Oh, for sure. For fucking sure. Not even a hard effort.
add a Russian channel name to it, and they'll be hook, line, and sinker. They'll buy it. It's Russian propaganda. It's Russian.
Oh, gnosis. There's some really amazing Russian ASMR channels.
Ooh, tell us about them, please.
Oh no.
Do they do it in Russian or English?
Did they sway the election?
You know, with their voices, they could probably do a lot of things that normal people could not. But one of the top ASMR channels, Gentle Whispering, she's Russian, and she just has the voice of an angel. She was sort of like ASMR has been around for like 8-9 years, and people have not really picked up on that. But she was around. She was like an OG. So people call her the queen of ASMR for a reason.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Damn, I didn't know that.
It really just blew up in the last couple of years.
Kind of feels like everything's gotten those ground roots now, like Bitcoin and all this other shit, where it was around maybe 10 years ago, but just now it's getting on this hype bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
Even Bitcoin's hype is coming down recently.
That too, though.
It's about to take off again, though, I swear to God. Please, everyone invest in Bitcoin now.
Well, no, wait, which one do you want? See a coin?
I don't
more like see your money later coin.
I don't want to keep pushing see a coin because I do it as a joke and then I'll get angry emails when people lose a lot of money on it. So I wash my hands with see a coin. I'm still in it. So don't worry.
Too much. Well, Charlie, you just fucked yourself by just saying that. You've now completely devalued see a coin.
It's Charlie, gonna crash. See, causing everyone to lose money.
I'm not John McAfee himself is panicking now. I just looked up his tweet that I read earlier today. He says, "Positive words from the exchanges are needed at this time. Please speak up now. We all knew this was coming. I said it. So did others. The crypto community is comprised of intelligent individuals. If any group can stand up to this, it is us. Have no fear. United, we can't lose."
Can you fucking imagine if someone high profile in the stock market just stood up and said, "Everyone can have your attention. I know things are looking bad. I know. But we're smart people and we can make this work." Like, what a
Meanwhile,
joke.
Stockbrokers chucking themselves out the windows.
Gary, I see you opening the fire escape. Don't you do it. You got a wife at home, Gary. We're going to work on this.
Also, it's just a little side note. John McAfee, if you're watching, suck my asshole. I asked John McAfee to come on, and I got a response, and then he said, "How many people listen?" And I gave him a number. I even, like, inflated it by quite a bit. He looked at it and then didn't reply. It just didn't even register with him. Fuck you, John.
What, they're less than CNN? Oh, fuck this.
Yeah, fuck you, John. God damn, I hope your shit does crash.
You're not welcome to my shit coin.
God
damn.
Fuck that.
Well, not didn't mean to derail too far. You were talking about Brooklinen? Yes, GB?
Jimmy, it's okay to get a bit flustered on the podcast. If you want us to take the Brooklinen conversation, we don't mind.
I think that would be
actually
the best.
How about if you don't like that one, how about you do honey first?
Oh, I love honey.
There you go. That's
I use
order.
Honey every time I online shop.
Ooh.
Also, we didn't pay her to say that. That's a genuine endorsement from somebody.
Yeah, we don't have enough money to pay off anybody for endorsements.
I couldn't pay an artist to draw a stick figure of me.
You know what we don't have to pay for, though? Honey.
Or that motorcycle. There you go. Well, that's Jackson for you, GB. He's our salt maker.
The joke I was trying to make was honey is fucking free. It's free. Kaya, tell him about it.
Well, now they know it's free, but they don't know what it is. It's a browser extension that gives you coupons you can use on checkouts. Ever go to an online shop and you see, you know, in your cart, there's a little field that says coupon code. Do you have a coupon code? Put it in here.
Fuck does
you
that
never
mean?
Do. A coupons during checkouts, there's usually a little field when you buy something.
I was just
something
playing the part of the audience. I was just, you know, adding background noise.
Okay, I thought you actually didn't know.
The antagonist.
Well, there you go. Now you actually can get a coupon code. You can get nice checkout discounts thanks to Honey, which is a free browser extension. But don't do that dick thing where you go to, you know, the Chrome browser store or whatever it's called to download it. You have to go to joinhoney.com/official so they know that we sent you and so they keep advertising with us so you can keep getting the discounts. All right. There you go. Did I forget anything? Oh, yeah. Personal endorsement. Hit him, GB.
First of all, that was pretty ASMR-y, that delivery.
Thank you. I'm known for my angelic voice. I'm Russian, you know.
Honey is something that I downloaded a while ago, and it's actually saved me quite a bit of money because I always forget to look for coupon codes. You can always Google them, and you know, 90% of the time they don't work, and so I just lose patience.
It just takes so long too. This is like two clicks. It's right. So good.
It does work.
It does.
I saved
$4 last night. I just wanted to throw that out there. I bought something on the back of the
DVD box. It works.
Free. I don't get what the problem is. It's fucking free, everyone listening.
Joinhoney.com/official. Help us. Help you. It tastes good, honey. What is their tagline?
Not it tastes good.
You'll know how good it feels to shop honey. Edit that out.
Yeah. No, that's good.
I think we've got plenty there to splice together a coherent one.
Okay, that's Join Honey Official. I don't think they have a tagline.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good enough. That's honey. God damn it.
We said honey.com/official, right?
Yeah. I think we hit that mark. Yeah.
We said it was free
several times.
And what is honey?
Okay, shut up, Jesus.
Christ. All right. So back on the train here. So we were talking about you like sports, GB?
Jesus Christ. Okay, GB, the guys are shy, but you're our first
We've never
girl
been around
guest.
Girls.
Yeah,
I'm not your typical podcast guest, am I?
I'm not shy. I don't give a fuck. I'll ask her anything.
Oh, he's so strong.
I'll take the helm, men. I'll sail this podcast ship to interesting questions.
Well, our choices and guests is very eclectic, so you don't have to worry about that. But you're the second girl guest, like female guest that we've had. So our audience rabid.
It's International Women's Day, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And we're doing it on International Women's Day.
What? Yeah.
I'm officially celebrating then.
What?
Beautiful.
What? International Women's Day.
That's today. Mm-hmm.
That's a day? People need to be reminded there's women?
Hello.
It's about celebrating what women do, I believe, Andrew. Not that they exist.
Oh.
Anyway, we have these choice questions every guest gets, GB. So do you masturbate?
No, whoa.
No.
I thought this was a no.
Whoa, Kaya. Now Andrew, steer this ship.
All right. GB, do you know if others masturbate to your videos? No, that is the actual question, though. So we were talking about the link to pornography. I'm wondering, what are some of the, like, creepiest or most off-putting or just kind of strangest things you've gotten related to your work?
Well, when I get the comments about masturbating people on my channel, it's usually alarming to me because they're on, like, the least sexual videos. And I just kind of at a loss. I'm like, I can't really do much less other than, like, not exist, and that probably won't stop you.
So is it annoying to you when you find out that people are masturbating to those videos?
I don't make them with the intention to provide fodder for people. So what they do with them, you know, I don't know why they have to announce it, truly.
It's a proud moment.
No, it doesn't bother me too much. Those comments never bother me too much.
For a woman, it can't be that much different than high school. And knowing that every boy in the class is just masturbating to thoughts of you, except they don't usually come up to you and tell you afterwards, as they do on YouTube, or during, I suppose.
It'd be so much easier if they did, though.
The thought process, though, is just baffling to me. The whole, I just masturbated to her. She must know!
They do it during, don't they? That's like, no one would do it afterwards, because they're just deflated and, like, empty.
That's not the comments that I get.
Is the kind of people who leave comments on porn videos. Why anybody would do that?
Well, the comments on porn videos sometimes have, like, hidden fucking gold treasure in them. Like, the guy who analyzed the background in a scene was like, here's all the movies this house was shot with. Here, from the angles of the door to the posterior angle of the triangle. Like, I love those.
Why?
Have you ever seen those?
No. Why do you read them? Why do you go looking for them?
I read them, too. They're good.
Rain Man porn? I read the ones that... if the porn video title doesn't have the actress in it, the name of her, I go to the comments to see how it is because I know somebody recognizes her, but I don't go like to see who the architect of the house was.
Well, maybe you just don't appreciate the art. That might be what it is.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Kaya, you look at porn as a science. I look at it as an art. So, Jimmy, speaking of recognition, I'm sorry. I don't mean to take over questions. I just have a bunch. I don't know about you boys. So how have you been recognized for what you do outside of just your channel or whatever? And has that ever kind of been an awkward thing for it? Like, what I'm assuming you're very comfortable with ASMR, but I'm assuming most people who aren't into it are kind of might have an awkward vibe about it. You know what I mean?
Everybody that has recognized me has been really sweet so far. I haven't had any awkward encounters. I've met probably around 15 to 20 people out and about. And they're all super sweet. They just say, hey, oh my gosh, you make ASMR videos. I love your channel. They're so cute. They're like, you get me to sleep every night. I'm like, you're welcome, I think. Everyone's been pretty cool.
Are you actually recognized in public?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is impressive.
So since I do cosplay, draw a lot of people who also do cosplay, and so when I'm at conventions, that's usually where I'm recognized.
Okay. Like a hot spot.
I thought you meant like at a cafe, somebody like when you talk, they're like, "Oh, I know that voice.
I masturbated to you last night."
I left that comment. Didn't you read it?
Yeah. About your doorframe, pointing out the antique furniture in the back.
I have a strange habit of having TSA agents recognize me.
Oh,
it's happened more than once, and
I have to do a cavity search, man.
This is good. While you're holding my ID,
could you please whisper to me so I can confirm your identity?
Yeah, airports. I don't know what it is. People watch ASMR.
So have you ever done any of that live? Like, has anyone ever requested that you just whisper to them or something along that?
No.
Just called being her boyfriend, I assume. Yeah. Sitting on the couch and talking to her. Like
I think
friend.
You would hate that.
Wow.
God. That'd be such an awful encounter. Oh, really? Wait, whisper to me.
It's just such a weird question. Like, have you ever talked to anybody in real life?
Well, she's talked to us now, but it's not ASMR.
Yeah,
I think there's a clear difference between asking her to whisper to you in your ear in like public or whatever.
Yeah.
Like do the thing, monkey. Like
exactly. What I'm getting at is people. We had Gibby on last week, and people were like, "Oh, do the Gibby bullshit or whatever." Or jumped on him. Whereas I'm asking with her if ASMR anyone's ever like do the whisper thing or whatever. You know, like if it ever translates to that.
I'm sorry, I need to know who did you book for the podcast first, me or Gibby? And Gibby, was one of them inspired by the other, or is this just a coincidence?
We got mixed up.
Yeah, we meant to have you on, and well.
Yeah. You are the iCarly actor, right?
Yeah.
You've been on the show, yeah?
Well, there
what
you go.
What was it like meeting Drake Bell?
I love Drake
on
Bell.
The show?
He's a dick now, isn't he?
Is he? That's sad. No. I like him.
He's not a dick, he's a failure.
Ooh. Wait, no, he's a dick too. He did not invite his friend to his wedding.
No, that's
no, no,
Josh
no, other
Peck.
Way around. Josh didn't invite Drake to the wedding because
even though Josh specifically said it was a small gathering for like 10 people.
Josh is a viner.
He what? Is, yeah. He,
oh,
does, he does some Vine stuff.
Yeah, he's like an Instagram comedy guy.
I know he does I know he does hot pepper challenges. I watched him do that.
Hmm.
Do you guys not know about that? When I was doing market research for before we did the hot peppers, the second pepper parade, there's apparently a video out there. I don't know what the group that is that does it. It might be a YouTube comedy troupe, but it was just Josh Peck and then like four other dudes doing hot peppers. And then it just, after they do it, becomes a hot like smash cut of them in the bathroom vomiting on each other.
Oh,
yeah.
It's beautiful.
I was like, he transferred from Drake and Josh to that. The man is moving on up.
Yeah, he's on the come up.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing better than Drake. So.
Oh, for sure.
Drake Bell just released a new album.
You are the one person on earth who knows that.
Yeah, really.
I checked in occasionally. I wanted to reach out to have him on the podcast, but he's unreachable. He's too big for us.
Oh.
He's selling cookies now for the Girl Scouts or something. He's well beyond our reach.
You're not that far off. He's doing baby pandering videos.
Oh, by the way, I'd like to take a moment to talk about Martin Shkreli. Because have we ever told people that we tried to get him on as the first guest ever?
We did. Mm-hmm.
Did we?
That was one of our first episodes when people were suggesting guests. We told that story.
Yeah. Well, let me just recap that real quick.
I just want to know if she knows who he is first before we talk about this.
Yeah.
I don't. Give me the lowdown.
Do you know Pharma Bro? He's the guy who jacked up the price to some pharmaceutical medicine by like,
I didn't know his name. Yes,
couple
I'm familiar.
1000%, and he got hated. Well, the point is, everybody was asking for him, and at the time, he looked like a funny guy. Like, we didn't know he was, you know, that big of a douchebag.
So we knew
quick
he was
recap.
A douchebag.
Well, I mean,
not to that extent. Not, like back yeah. then, we didn't really know all the details surrounding how
we
small
didn't
his
know
dick was.
He was an actual felon, right? But so anyway, we try to get this guy on, and Charlie and I think we go to his Discord server, which at the time was bigger than ours. Not anymore. We got the bigger dick now, by the way. But we go to his Discord server, and he's just snoring in the voice chat, and there's like 10 of his goons just sucking his dick, just in the voice chat, just talking about how awesome he is. And there's some guy called Billy the Fridge, which is some obese rapper.
Billy the Fridge.
Oh, it was such an awful experience. And then he just straight up didn't reply to us to, you know, we wanted to ask him to come on. He didn't even acknowledge us.
Okay. Now we're getting into some science fiction. We didn't ask. That was such a demoralizing experience going in there and hearing that. We just didn't ask.
No, I did. Don't you remember? He unmuted me. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I never knew that.
After I asked several times, and then I don't even know if he understood my question, if he was high or whatever, because he fell asleep literally minutes later, started snoring in the voice chat. But anyway, point is, this awful experience was probably like exactly a year ago. And now Mr. Shkreli is in jail. He has gained weight and he's begging for mercy. Quite literally, he wrote a letter to the judge begging for mercy. That's what happens.
It'd be different if he came on here.
Oh yeah, that's the official curse.
Look what happens when you turn us down, John McAfee. You're next. You're already old, man. You don't know what might happen to you.
Why do you think Bitcoin crashed?
They didn't want to come on the podcast.
That's right. The physical embodiment of Bitcoin did not want to be on this show.
Yeah, oh, fucking love the Schadenfreude. Is there anybody you really hate, GB?
God.
Come on. Sounds like you have a long list. Good
well,
God.
We don't have time.
Who doesn't she hate? Wow.
Nah, I'm all right.
Oh, yeah, that's believable.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
10 seconds of pondering. No, I don't hate anybody. She's grinding.
We can restrict
her teeth.
It to just one person. One person that you'd give a real hard slap to.
Just some people I've met online. Nobody in real life.
Masturbating men.
Oh, even worse.
Oh,
you know, the masturbating men, they just care about themselves and they move on with their day.
You made it sound like a villain in the Lord of the Rings.
For real.
You go past the Split Mountains and you will meet the masturbating men. Fear them not, for they only care for themselves.
God.
They dribble and they go away.
They might ask for your phone number. Do not give it, for they are desperate and unclean.
So what are we talking? Desperate people?
Yeah, give us an idea.
It's the people who are the most quote-unquote dangerous are the people who have no concept of reality, I suppose.
So lunatics.
You hear that, loser? She's not interested.
But there's like, you know, I've gotten tens of thousands of messages from one person who I've never, ever, ever replied to. I don't know who they are, and they are convinced that I am talking back to them, that they know
me.
We were
just talking about this the other day.
Yeah, we were literally just talking about this.
This is beautiful. Charlie,
really?
Do you want to... Charlie, explain it.
So I brought this up in the Discord chat that the four of us have because I don't know if we want to pop the cherry here. You can edit it out if you want, Jackson, but we're doing like this dumb little Comic Con thing in Tampa, and I don't want to do it mainly because I'm afraid of people that send messages like the one you get from this, you know, Von P. Wienerschmeim or whatever with 10,000 messages a day.
Do you get those?
And yeah.
Yeah, for the same guy, believe it or not.
Yeah, and he's really dedicated.
And I do answer a lot of emails and messages and stuff, but sometimes I'll get one that's just an alarming one, like a really scary one, and I don't reply. And there's a couple that will keep sending like this really scary shit. It's not like death threats, and it's not anything like inherently bad. It's just alarmingly scary.
Yes.
They're out of touch with reality.
I get it. I definitely get it.
Can you give us a sample of kind of what they say? You don't have to obviously say who they are, but I'm curious.
Did you mean mean or mean
either,
or GB?
Either of you.
Both. Compare.
Well, mine's usually like, oh, I've had such a, like, this won't be like the first one they sent me, but they'll say like, oh, I had such a shit day. My slut bitch ass cunt mother did this and that. Oh my God, I just want to rip her fucking jaw off and then suck my dick with it. I hate this bitch. I fucking hate her.
Wait, that's not violent? That's not...
Yeah, well, no, not, it's not
like
to me.
Sounds like you're in the clear.
No, it's because it's not to me. They just tell me about this weird shit, and they seem like they're one bad day away from snapping someone's neck at a McDonald's drive-thru. And they tell all of this
it's
to
like
me.
Why don't you respond to her, to them with that?
Well, because I'm afraid to, because then that puts me in their crosshairs.
You can't like, respond. Well, you cannot respond.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree. Alert the authorities.
Let's give GB context here. So, GB, you know how anytime somebody says something retarded on the internet and they get called out for it, like somebody will say, hey, why don't we just euthanize puppies? And people will start shitting on them and criticizing them. And so the person immediately runs to the typical excuse of, oh, I'm getting death threats now. I must be right. You know, that sort of retarded shit. But then every once in a while, like once out of a 10 million occasions, somebody will actually do something where... I think a couple of weeks ago, some YouTubers had their home invaded by a guy with a gun.
Gavin Free.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Horrific. That's horrific.
Yeah. I don't know the guy's name, but point is the guy was, it wasn't even a thing like I hate you guys or anything, but he was obsessed with the girl.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're like,
oh, no, I believe he completely did hate
yeah,
Gavin.
It was
he
a matter
Gavin
of hate. He hated Gavin and thought that the girl was too good for him.
But it was centered around his, you know, obsession with her. It wasn't really, hey, I hate what you do because of, you know, what you do. He hated the guy because
he was simply
he just
with her.
Happened to be her girlfriend. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What's scary.
So
that obsession. You know,
so Charlie, being the hypochondriac that he is, he thinks that there's a million of those weirdos out there waiting to shoot him like that.
Charlie, yeah. I am the same.
Thank you. See, someone with some goddamn sense.
Sense to do the math.
Because it really is different. It's different than getting, you know, you get it's all sorts of stupid, mean, crazy messages, but those are the worst.
And you can't help but read them either. Like, I'm almost invested in this man's twisted mind.
It's like, just in case you, like, hide something in there that you need to know?
No, it's just more of a morbid
curiosity. Yeah, he signs all of them the Zodiac Killer for some reason. I just...
He seems you like should... a good guy, really. I mean,
yeah. Gives me all these...
Charlie, do you ever, like, consider or does it cross your mind that it could be me again?
No, that, I don't even think you could fake some of these.
Again?
Charlie, you should just Charlie, just give him the smallest modicum of interaction and see what happens. Just reply with like, thanks.
That, no, but that's, see, like GB says, you can't reply to something like that because the second you do, that makes this connection, well, oh, we're friends now. And then if you don't reply again, then they hate you.
Have
then
fun
you
with
become
it, though.
The cunt
reply in code or something like that.
That's so tempting, but no, you can't. You just can't.
Yeah, Charlie, you don't have risky. To, you know. Like GB, you could do this because you're a girl. You could be the next female Charles Manson. I bet you an ASMR chick could get people to kill others. But that sounds evil, but you could use it for good.
Are we like going into Death Note here?
I've never watched it. I don't
exactly
know.
Like Death Note. Yes.
Almost. Yes, we have the
word
journal.
For word. We have the scripts in front of us. You should have your copy.
I've never watched.
Look,
it.
All it is these guys sound like they woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and I think with Brooklyn and Sheets, that's impossible. So we should try to sell them those as quickly as possible. That's right, Brooklyn, founded in April 2014 by husband and wife team Vicky and Rich Fulp.
Beautiful. Well, are you a bedwetter who routinely molests women online with private messages that never get any replies, but you just keep at it? Well, you can now get Brooklinen and turn yourself into a man. Get some clean sheets, get some, you know, underwear while you're at it, get rid of those skid marks. And, you know, they're beautiful sheets. Jackson, tell them about it.
These sheets are fantastic. They give me the best night's sleep that I've ever had. You can't go wrong with Brooklinen sheets. They have over 12,000 five-star reviews online, so you know it's not just me that's raving about them. There's 12,000 other Jacksons out there sleeping real well. And they also won the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping, which I believe is a magazine. I'll ask my mother. They've got versatile colors and patterns. And basically, this is just luxury bedding underpriced. You can try these sheets today by going to brooklinen.com using promo code official. You get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code official at brooklinen.com. This is an exclusive offer for our listeners, so go try it out. You get a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. So even if you do shit the bed or anything like that, you're safe. They'll send out some more sheets for you to shit in.
GB. As a lady, tell me, when you go to a guy's house and you check out his bed and you see the sheets are stained with this yellow hue from the sweat and he hasn't been washing them, what do you think?
Doesn't have to just be a girl's opinion. It's gross to generally humans.
I know, but these people, they have to hear it from a girl, I think.
It's true. Wash your sheets.
That guy who sent her a million messages, I hope you're listening. That's right.
Wash your sheets.
You know he is.
What we're trying to convey here is if you get Brooklyn and GB will fall in love with you.
You heard it here first.
I wish it was only one guy.
Oh no.
Oh, look who's bragging now.
You should try to get them all together to have like a fist fight for your love.
Oh my god.
Ooh,
I think that'd be awesome.
Now there's some content for your Twitch.
This is some high school shit now.
Yeah, that'd be super cool. I don't think you should do that, though. That's dangerous. They might all form an alliance or something. Yeah.
Oh, you don't say. A gladiatorial arena is a dangerous idea. Really? You think so?
I don't really think it's that dangerous to have two people in their mobility scooters run into one another, but that's just me, I guess. I don't feel like it's like buff bodybuilding handsome surfers who are into sending girls online messages.
It's people with katanas.
Yeah, those are the most dangerous kind.
Mm-hmm.
Folded 1,000 times.
One thing that I thought would be fun, though, GB, is going over some like creepy comments you get, because there's an abundance, but I totally forgot to look at them. Do you have any that you know off the top of your head that are entertaining?
All you have to do is go to the filtered comment section. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Oh, you mean on YouTube, the private section in the creator studio?
Right. So there's a whole... YouTube will filter them for you, so... I go into my held for review ones. Usually that's where you try to stay away from those.
Where is this in the creator section? I wasn't aware of this. I want to look at these.
When you go into comments, you have your published comments, your held for review, and then your likely spam.
Andrew, don't do it. This is going to depress you for days.
Oh my.
This is a bad idea, Andrew.
Yeah, don't read them.
My filter comments are awful. I'm sorry. I have to read a couple here. This is incredible. I love these videos. This is a masterpiece. These are verbatim. My filtered comments are really nice. No wonder I'm so depressed. Jesus.
I like how YouTube's filtering out the good ones and leaving you with the bad ones.
What the fuck? These are great. Thanks, YouTube.
Thank you. No, thanks, nice. GB, for telling you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, this one is just something. It says just the phrase HBO sexual matrix. And that's it.
Beautiful.
The entire comment.
Yeah, I don't know why any of these are filtered. I'm looking at mine. None of these are remotely bad.
I think it's just a poorly implemented automated system.
No. I'm done giving them the benefit of the doubt. They're just fucking straight up malice. You know that saying where... what's it called? Assume stupidity rather than malice. When somebody does something wrong. I hate that fucking saying. I hate it so goddamn much, because most of the time it's just them being an asshole, not being stupid. They know goddamn well what they're doing. Fuck you, YouTube. I don't even want to get into this. Fuck them.
I agree. What are your opinions of the platform, GB?
It needs work. That's for sure. I think every creator can agree with that.
I agree. So about those creepy comments, what do you got?
All right, here's one from an hour ago.
Oh,
fresh.
Nice.
What if I kidnap you? How will you get back home? You would have no choice but to marry me.
What if?
You're gonna have
a real
to repeat
philosophical
that.
Question.
I laughed too loud. Sorry. The intro just got me immediately.
Wow.
Such what a compelling if? Intro. What if I kidnapping rape you?
I really like this girl. I don't know how to talk to her, but I think this opening line's a real humdinger.
Mom, what do you think of this one? It's great, Harrison.
Excuse me, GB. What if I kidnapped you?
It's difficult to imagine these people as anything other than, like, the guy from Red Dragon. Unreal. Could you repeat his message, please?
Yes. Okay, here we go. What if I kidnap you? How will you get back home? You would have no choice but to marry me.
Robert Frost.
Wow, this man thought of everything. Literally thought of everything.
Is that a haiku?
You couldn't call an Uber. You couldn't call a friend for help. Couldn't call the police. You would have to marry him.
The only solution is
there's no
marriage.
Other options. That's it.
I guess it is North Korea.
That's a beautiful start to this this new segment here. What else is fresh in there?
You can give me a keyword and we can just, you know.
Jesus. Please, just for the sake of our listeners and because we talked about it, do masturbate.
All right.
Too many results.
Her computer crashed. Wait.
Blue screened.
I get a lot of, did anyone else masturbate to this? Just in case, for the solidarity.
A little bit's got to be kids memeing on that, though.
Yeah, that's probably just memes.
Mm-hmm. How about the kidnap feet one? Shit. There has to be hundreds of them asking for your feet.
Oh, that too. Another good one.
Yeah, definitely some. Well, people will actually go to very new ASMR channels. Like, I see the same people there. And they target them and pretend like they're asking for a specific, like, ASMR trigger. And it's absolutely a fetish. Absolutely. They're asking for matches a lot. I see a lot of match lighting,
pyromania,
match lighting, and a lot of like shoe videos, which is like obvious, that one's obvious, and a lot of like giantess role plays. Jeez. or crushing.
I'm assuming one big one especially with the noises would be eating.
Like a whole other like subgenre. It's like,
no,
please don't kill yourself
before you do that.
God,
what animal raised you that you're into eating noises rather than wanting to kill the person who's making them? What is wrong with you? Christ.
Yeah, why can't you just be into cake farting like a normal person?
It's like the one thing that'll trigger me into psychotic rage is somebody just making eating noises. Ugh. God.
Kaya really is vehemently against eating with your mouth open.
You're not
noises.
A pig.
I agree. The noises are pretty off-putting. Mm-hmm. So what did you get for masturbate?
Let's see. A lot of people reply to these.
Oh, shit. You did an Azula voice. I'd masturbate to this, too. I think you're asking for it.
Be careful, GV. Now Kaya's on the case.
Stop clicking through my videos.
GB, I can help. I can help a bit. I'm coming through your channel right now, and I'm making sure to sort comments by newest as opposed to like most like. You've got a video here where you're reading a book as a big sister,
mm-hmm.
and there's just one man who seems very fervent about posting the phrase, "You are my big sexy sister."
Oh, that wasn't in the title.
In all caps, all bold, many exclamation marks.
Okay, this can be a fun game. I'll check as well.
Also, people announcing you're going to be on the podcast. Look at that.
Yeah, they're very excited.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be once they see themselves being talked about here.
Dick in hand.
Are they watching? She better whisper in this podcast, goddammit. I'm all lubed up.
Jackson, do we have any questions in the meanwhile?
Yeah, we do. So we take questions from patrons over at patreon.com/theofficialpodcast from people that support us. And people are asking at the moment, Cummy Hands asks, how would you describe ASMR to someone that has no idea what it is?
Somebody told me once, they're like, it's like a different alternative to music, which I really liked because it's something you put in the background while you study or while you're trying to sleep, but it's just sounds. It's not a song. And then the actual ASMR itself, a lot of people describe it as like a brain orgasm, which is why I think there's a lot of links to like sexual, you know, feelings and whatever, but it's really just like a relaxing tingle that usually starts like in the back of your head or goes down your spine on your shoulders.
Kind of like a massage.
Yeah, or like when you're like petting a dog like on the top of its head and it looks so happy.
Well, that's sexual for them.
Oh,
they have to get bonus over that.
I would a good comparison be to like be goosebumps, the feeling of that.
So there's a difference between frisson and ASMR. So frisson is when you listen to like an epic soundtrack and get like those like chills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
We're very adamant that this is a different feeling.
Oh, okay. I didn't know there was a difference.
Didn't
I thought
mean
that
to
tingle
offend
was
your
just...
culture.
Well, no, I didn't. I legitimately didn't know there was a difference. I thought that tingle was all just one kind of umbrella term.
Yeah, that's something interesting. That it's totally different.
Didn't know that.
Uneducated
at all.
Swine.
So, but could you then cross over to that area if you, let's say, you ASMR'd a motivational speech, let's say, got people pumped up?
Yeah, you did so well that it tingled them too.
Definitely. I think that, you know, most, I would say, a lot of people who watch ASMR don't get the tingles, you know? I think ASMR is just sort of the blanket term so we can tag these videos appropriately so people can find them. But I only get the actual ASMR probably like 30% of the time when I watch them.
So you said you watch them, or used to, I don't know if you still do, watch them to fall asleep. Is that mainly what you always used it for?
Yeah. So about 6-7 years ago. So I have a huge problem with just lying in bed and like doing nothing. I can't do it.
Same.
I like have like an existential crisis at night, and that's not sustainable. So
I have to have something on.
You have to have something on.
Or something.
That's, you have to have something on. That's exactly where this, a lot of this stemmed from. Was that TV was too loud and, you know, music was too like annoying, and I found ASMR videos, and then I just sort of started watching them every single night, and I still do. I watch one every night that I have. It takes me more than 30 seconds to fall asleep. I'll put one on.
Do you ever watch yourself?
Yeah.
No.
Do you ever masturbate to yourself?
I don't watch my own videos.
It's like a Tyler Durden scenario. She's the one leaving those comments.
Right. Ooh, I like that.
I used to have the same problem. I still kind of do. I didn't, back in my day when I was having these problems, I didn't have ASMR. I had National Treasure. I watched that every night for 2 years.
Futurama was mine. I just put on Futurama every night.
Huh.
Now, yeah, I needed something.
Now sometimes if I can't fall asleep, I'll just think of like RuneScape sales. I don't play RuneScape anymore, but just going over like the market there in my head helps me fall asleep.
I used to have that same fucking thing. I would, oh God, we're coming back to this. But when I was having trouble sleeping, I'd like go over cards that I'd put in decks. And of course, because it's fucking magic. It's so funny.
How could you even fall asleep with that testosterone rush?
All right, whatever, it's the same idea.
Well,
moving on.
I mean, I'll defend Andrew. It's, everybody has their different things that they think about while trying to fall asleep, definitely.
I mean, I don't do that anymore. Now I think about speeches. Now I'm a man. I'm a president.
Now I think about boobies and butts. And
I think about speeches I would give if I were president about certain things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like if aliens attacked and I were president, like, today, America faces a crisis. And like, I go over, like, okay, I need to tell them what happened. I need to meet with China.
I thought you meant that narcissist shit we all do. Like, you know how you lie in bed and you're thinking, why is this a problem? I could solve this immediately. Why don't people just ask me? Like, abortion, war, politics? Well, just listen
to
me.
Yeah.
Everything I know is right. Why can't people see this? Oh my God, God is fake. You're stupid.
You turned into a neckbeard there for a second.
Well, yeah, that's... You know, how you go when you're like
everyone
14
is.
Years old and lying in bed, but these days, we all...
No, when you're 14 and lying in bed, you're masturbating. That's all I did when I was lying in bed. I don't even think I slept when I was 14.
A real man over there.
Yeah, right.
Really?
I had so much sex with my hand, boys.
Beautiful.
That's fantastic, really. So you find any more interesting comments over there, GB? Before we get in Jackson's dark history?
This one just says, come on my shins.
Well, did you? Did you honor that man's request?
I didn't see it. It got buried.
That's another big problem.
You left him
dry. You'll have really good comments like that, and you want to take them up on it, but they don't leave their name and number. It's a big fucking problem. If you want to leave a comment like that, at least give us your number so we can try and take you up on it.
If you watching this podcast want to meet The Critical, leave your full name and phone number in the comment section.
He will get back to you.
Jeez.
He will.
You guys cut me off, but everybody is asking what I asked. Dark Lord Rygas says, how often does she masturbate? Silent Knight says, why does she masturbate? Stain says, how aggressively does she masturbate?
What, are we breaking the philosophy of masturbation here?
These are literally three in a row.
God.
Are your fans here?
I feel like they've infiltrated now.
My fans.
Well, the ones that are sending you the messages.
Well, yes, we don't have any bad people in our audience, GB. Please, these are.
I know you guys don't really talk about masturbating too much on the podcast.
Never.
No.
It's
never.
We try to steer away from it.
Shit's unhealthy and goes against God's plan.
It also ruins your chance at immortality.
Ooh, yeah, that's an old throwback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Only the real splashed boys are going to know about that one. Charlie, have you
only
told
true
your
fans
joke in a while?
Yeah, not too long ago, actually.
You could dust it off and present it, I think.
I suppose, think like but I think, GB, you said you're kind of familiar with the podcast, yeah?
I am.
So when he says the joke, do you know what he's referring to?
I do.
Fuck.
See, I can't do it.
Do you know the
you
joke?
Could do what? It. You could yeah, do it in an ASMR delivery.
You could do it.
Yeah, in an ASMR delivery.
Me or her?
You.
Both.
You.
Her.
Line by line.
No, yeah, we get Charlie doing it all the time, her, so we can get some
get
pathetic
some sound bites.
Weirdo points.
GB, if it'll help
I'm
going to
butcher
mood,
this butchered joke.
If it'll help butcher you get in the mood, ASMR it, I found a good comment from one of your comment sections where you did a Christmas elf cosplay. Do you know what I'm talking about? All right, so just picture this while you're telling the joke. It says, and I quote, "Your cute freckles make me want to fuck your left nostril."
Aww.
He's so thoughtful.
Well, like I said, you're just asking for it with those freckles. But, yeah, you know, do the joke like you're trying to get people to become patrons to us.
Yeah, make sure you're working the shilling angle there. It's important.
Don't forget the classic part of the joke where I drop the Patreon.
Don't forget to sound out each letter in the link as loud as you can. Break character entirely for it.
I like how we kept asking you if you feel that weirdos watch you, and here we are being the biggest whores.
Set a stage. Take it away.
Am I doing this in ASMR?
Mm-hmm.
So first you have to add some finger flutters. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'll put in the other earbud for this one.
You do that to sort of, you know, prep people. You can't just go in.
It sounds like a butterfly.
Yeah, that's what they call them, finger flutters.
I'm prepped.
Aww.
My shins need coming on.
Ay-ay-ay.
I'll send you a little a cheat sheet.
You can send me a cheat sheet
chat
for my...
Wait, do you have the joke written down in case you forget it?
No, it's just little lines here, just in case, a little script.
Don't make it funnier, Charlie. It has to be exact one-to-one.
That was a good cheat sheet.
You're giving the ingredients. I like it.
Yeah, it's the recipe for this beautiful stew.
I'll set the mood, GB. What if I kidnapped you?
For those of you who can't see
I would
see
have
our
no
chat.
Choice but to marry you.
For everyone listening and can't see our chat, Charlie has typed in order 1, I-4, 2, driving, and then 3, board walker burger, and then in parentheses, so he's specific, restaurant, and then finally, sharp wit.
The new Star Wars
all the ingredients.
Luke Boardwalker.
And then finally, the punchline.
That should help out a little bit.
All right, so...
Boardwalker.
The I-4. I was driving down it.
Well, no, wait. Now you're mashing up steps 1 and 2. Remember,
well,
you have
I
to talk
like
about I-4 separately from driving.
Oh,
and your girlfriend.
No. Oh, right. I was with my girlfriend on I-4. The I-4? I've never been
Hold on
it.
Yeah, don't worry. I sent that little cheat as well.
Needs a little more ASMR.
Yeah, see footnote subsection A.
Subsection A.
Charlie, you talk like a fucking caveman. Charlie's note for what I-4 is, and I quote, I-4 is road in Orlando.
He's not wrong.
I've driven that road, Andrew. I know what it is. I've said all that needs to be said about it.
So we're on the I-4. Driving, not walking. And we pull off an exit, I assume, because I'm hungry. And I notice that there's a boardwalk burger. And
I don't mean to cut you off, but you've made a mistake.
Please correct me. I don't want to infringe on this.
There was no exit. It was a straight shot road.
Oh, you passed it. You passed it on the I-4. I'm getting the vibe more now. Okay. So we're driving in the car going down I-4. Okay. And you must have seen an advertisement with my girlfriend. And this is first person. And it's probably this shitty sort of burger spot called Boardwalk Burger. And it's a girlfriend's name, Tiana. No exit. There's no exit. Okay, we're just driving. And I was like, we're like bored burgers because the burgers aren't having any fun. And it was
the most important part.
The best joke I ever told.
Oh, what a car crash.
Explosions.
Oh, I fucked it up.
My girlfriend then jumped on me. She couldn't believe the beauty of the joke.
You forgot and then she had to marry part of the me. Joke. You forgot the setup. That's like if I said, and then you have to marry me.
For I imagine it's been a while since you've heard the joke. For not hearing it in a long time, you got the gist of it. The important part is the punchline. The setup, you know, who needs it? It's the punchline that sells people. It's a great punchline.
It's the art of it.
You can change anything.
Yeah, it's interchangeable. It might not have even been I-4.
Oh my god, okay. I understand your section of the art is different, but this is what we call frisson, Charlie, okay? The setup is all matters. It gets me pumped.
Hey, man. All right, do it, Kaya. See if you know the joke.
Yeah, no, you ASMR it.
Yeah.
I'm not good at ASMR.
Oh, tingles. Yeah, do the butterflies. Let the butterflies go.
Like this.
Yeah. Nice. Gotta get closer.
Got it.
There you go. Yeah.
Sounds like you're rubbing your beard. Just getting your dandruff off into the mic.
Oh, yeah. Like oh, yeah. I was driving down I-4 with my girlfriend that I just kidnapped. She had no choice. She had to become my girlfriend. You see, I live in Siberia. She couldn't escape. We have an I-4 in Siberia. And I saw a sign that said Boardwalk Burgers by Putin. I turned to her.
Restaurant.
I said,
wait, Putin was in the road?
I turned to her and I said, you're never escaping me alive. And then I said, Boardwalk Burgers. More like board burgers. Because I'm getting bored of you being alive. And then I came on her shins.
Ooh.
Take a bow, Kaya.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Kaya the Swift, his ASMR channel launching this spring.
Frizzin. I got goosebumps.
Who won this ASMR throwdown? Vote. Cast your vote.
Yeah. Cast your vote in the comments. I think on screen you should at least post a picture of the directions, otherwise a whole lot of that's not going to make any sense.
All right.
Post a photo of her and then my hairy chest and let it speak for itself.
Yeah, a really great high-res headshot of her and then just a low-quality dim light phone camera photo of your chest.
The winner will be clear, really.
Oh, I should have scratched my chest instead of my chin. Damn.
God, no, that would have deafened
That's an entirely different sonic signature.
Yeah, that's frisson, not ASMR. Come on.
God.
But anyway, so GB, you mentioned playing video games. Which are your favorite? What kind of genre do you find yourself gravitating towards?
So I used to play a lot of... I play like Dance Dance Revolution, Rhythm Heaven. Ooh. Yeah?
Oh my god, I have been tearing assholes up in Dance Dance.
What's the best one, though? Supernova.
I mean,
if you have bad taste, yeah, that's fine.
You didn't like Extreme? Were you about to say I hate Extreme?
Oh, Extreme's fine. Supernova's the best.
Oh. Okay, I thought I heard an I hate coming.
Oh, no.
There were no tingles there, just anger.
Just anger. So I used to play a lot of that, but, you know, like Harvest Moon, The Sims, RuneScape. I played a lot of old school RuneScape in the day.
Ooh, baby.
And then when I was in about in middle school, we were obsessed with Call of Duty World at War. But that's the only time I've really breathed around it.
Call of Duty was massive back then.
It was huge. It was our social scene.
Yeah.
Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd just come home from school every day and play, like, Capture the Flag on CeeLo.
Yeah.
God, I remember those times. That was fun.
It was really fun.
That and Halo 2 and Halo 3 were the OG, like, gaming days for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you would go on Xbox Live after school and just play for, like, 6 hours straight, meet people, play custom games, all that good shit.
Meeting people is a big overstatement. You were younger than me on those days, and I used to get fucking attacked for how little I was.
Aww.
I'm still little. I'm 5'6", but I was little back then, too.
We played a lot of that. And I just grew up with all the Nintendo games, of course, too. But recently on Twitch, you know, my viewers have been forcing me to play these games that I missed. And a lot of scary, brutal, nasty games, because why not?
Like what?
I just started Bioshock 1 today.
That's not scary.
That's not scary. I'm having a great time.
It's a fantastic game, but it's not a brutal.
I'm having a great time.
The atmosphere is dark and, like, intense at times, but it's not, like, scary.
And then the one I just finished was The Last of Us, which was fantastic.
It's also fantastic.
Also a very good game.
But,
game.
Some scares.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some spooks.
But I liked it. But then the first scary game they made me play was Outlast. And that was
That can be scary.
That was the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Did you try to whisper at the enemies to get them to calm down?
I screamed a lot.
Oh.
There was no whispering. It was pretty funny, actually, though, because this is, like, very early in my Twitch days. It was the first October. So they're like, you have to play Outlast. You have to. And I'm, you know, coming fresh off of The Sims 4. And they're like... Good luck.
Really three in there.
So a very easy transition.
Yeah.
You should play Alien Isolation. That's the scariest game I've ever played.
Oh, that sounds scary. I'm actually kind of into it now. Like,
oh, yeah. Hang on. Sorry to interrupt, but Jackson. Jackson here, he played Alien Isolation like once or twice on our Twitch channel, which at this point is defunct and is like growing the cobwebs. But in that 1 hour, he made like $1,000 for the channel in donations alone, and
people
then he decided
really
to never stream it again.
Nothing was worth that amount of scariness, and I had like a heart attack 3 times. It was the scariest shit I've ever played. Like, usually I can play like Outlast and stuff, but there's something about being stuck on a space station and with something that you can't see in vents around you like that.
Jackson, we could be rich overnight if you put on that VR headset that you don't use anyway, that you paid like $1,000 for.
Nope, can't do that.
Why?
Oh god, there's some VR headset game that's like a horror game made for it, and when you play without the VR headset, it's nothing at all, but with the headset, it's an entirely new fucking level.
What is,
even
can you recommend
Resident
it?
Evil?
Oh god, let me see.
Even the newest Resident Evil has VR support, and that was terrifying.
See, like, it wouldn't work if I or Charlie escalated. Did it, but if you're scared, it works.
If you were in VR, I can guarantee if you were in VR, it would be scary to you. It's a whole different
maybe
level.
Yeah, I'm not saying I wouldn't be. I'm just, you know, I have a shitty internet connection, I have a shitty computer, I can't do it. But you're the golden goose and you just decided to, you know, let the goose go.
Dread Halls, that's the game I'm thinking about. It's a randomly procedurally generated horror game where you have to explore like a tomb and find like keys and shit. And when you play it normally, it's really shitty. But when you play with a headset, it's just another fucking level.
Uh-huh.
I'll give it a whirl. It looks like ass.
It does, but then you put on the headset and it is no longer ass. It is your ass.
It's the sounds that get me. Like, I don't mean to say that just because I do ASMR, but like actually like the sound design is the most terrifying part.
Oh yeah. What the fuck is this? It's like a Jesus Christ. Why would you make promotional material like this? That's horrible. Jackson,
this is a
put
new,
that on screen.
This actually, yeah, this looks like from early 90s. I can see this on like a cover of Nintendo Mag.
Tumblr lost in the 1995 Microsoft Labyrinth screensaver. You guys remember that?
You're right. It's just terrifying.
Anyway, GB, that leads me to a good question. Would you... So here's the thing. I sometimes meet people online or in real life who are really good at art, right? Really, you know, talented art students. And I tell him, listen, you don't have to live on your parents' allowance. You can do furry porn and become rich overnight almost. Like, furry people, they make so much money on Patreon and all those other platforms. And they always see it as beneath them, even though they could get rich. They don't even have to use their real names. They could use a synonym and get rich. Do you ever consider that? Like, hey, you know what? Maybe I should do sexual stuff and just pander to these weirdos and have an Amazon wish list and anonymous Patreon and get rich. Does that ever cross your mind?
I don't think I would have gotten nearly as far as I am right now if I had like started with that. It's certainly tempting. For anybody who thinks, hey, you can just be like a titty streamer. Everybody who does it makes like a lot of money, like whatever. But it's just, I don't know. First of all, I don't think there's anything wrong with the people who are doing it.
Exactly.
There's no, absolutely nothing wrong. I'm like, I don't want to do it. It wouldn't be fun for me, and it's not, you know, true to what I enjoy doing. So it would be like a lot of like effort, almost like a
you were gonna make like $50,000 a month. Even then,
no.
Wow.
Yeah. No.
I don't believe you. I'm calling you a liar.
I respect that. Finally, yeah. Someone who sticks to their guns.
I believe it.
No.
Here's our leader, Kaya. She owns the podcast now.
Was I the leader? I wasn't aware of this. But
you've been overthrown.
I don't know. I was the captain on the bridge here.
What would you have us do, m'lady?
Oh, gross.
Download honey.
Felt like
now she's getting it. Now it's coming full circle.
Now we're in it.
Yeah. You heard it. All you sad people.
That's actually it's advice that I give people who want to start their own YouTube channel.
Download honey.
Download honey, first of all. And then step number two is do what you like to do. And it sounds so cheesy and so stupid, but because I'm just acting like myself, the audience that I've attracted, I get along with very well. Whereas, like, if I went out trying to be sexy or trying to be, like, something that I'm not, like, I would get a lot more of the comments that I don't really like reading. Or, you know, like, it wouldn't be very fun to hang out in Discord or Twitch.
I feel that.
Yeah.
So then tell us, what was your least favorite video that you have done? One that you might even regret? Is there such one?
There's none of my videos have been one that I've regretted like that. There's two that come to mind. The first is that I put my my partner, my significant other, in a video, and people lost it.
She's joking. She's single.
Yeah, please no. Don't drive them away from the podcast yet.
Yeah, she's available. Leave a comment.
Is
she
that
might
bad
notice
that you can't
you.
Talk about your significant other?
Oh, hell yeah! Yeah. Are you kidding me? GB, like famous, like boy band, you know, guys. They actually have to like sign contracts to keep their relationships private.
How about I think that's so toxic? Yeah. I think that's horrible.
People in Korean pop stars have to keep that image from anyone ever, to the point where one of them was either seen with her boyfriend in public or something and had to make a crying apology video about it.
I've never heard of that.
If you get in the image of people like falling in love with you, you can fucking completely ruin your career by destroying it.
That's insane.
You can completely ruin your career by destroying,
by destroying it. Self-fulfilling.
By showing that, you know, it's an illusion.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not so much correct.
It's not an illusion, really. It's not like they go out there. Like, I don't think GB's out there trying to make people fall in love with her. It's just people do.
Yeah.
And the second you let them know that you aren't in love with
not
them.
Not a possibility.
Exactly.
You have someone, then they don't want to know upset.
That
once
Justin
you remove
Bieber's
that
taken.
Hope. What, a better term is once you take away that hope.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Yeah.
There you go.
But yeah.
But that was one of them.
I mean, would you say, GB, that in a way, maybe of course not to your entire audience, but in a way you're selling yourself with what you do?
Yeah, I think every online creator does. You're like
entertainer.
Yeah, you're an individual entertainer for a reason. You're not a brand. You're not like you are a brand by your, but you're the brand is you. You're not a company. You're not representing anything except for yourself, really.
And honey.
And honey, which you can download for free.
Did they pay you extra?
She has her own sponsorship.
Is that where our $400 went?
I think that's where GB gets some sponsoring from Honey. So now she's getting a little overtime bonus or something here.
I looked up. I don't know if this is the video you mentioned. It's called ASMR Real Person Back Scratch Massage.
Yes, that one.
Yeah, and the top comment is, "Great massage, GB. I can feel it from here."
That's kind of cute.
That's not that bad.
Yeah,
that's kind of cute.
Yeah, Kaya, we can dig that. We can dig a bit deeper.
I can't. If I'm giving my girlfriend a massage, I don't want some random weirdo across the planet to go, "I felt that." Fuck off. Just touching her, not your moldy, hairy back.
Look, Kaya, I sorted for just 2 minutes and I found a better comment. "This reminds me of the time I got a massage and a lady pressed down on my lumbar region and she pushed out a vile, nauseating fart out of me, and I've never gotten a massage since."
Aww. That's a great comment. Poor man.
Come on,
that's solid. Wasn't even a threat of kidnapping, though, so I don't give it a 10 out of 10, but it's close.
Oh, and then this follow-up, of course, was there a happy ending? Ha 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 ha. And the ha's go for a very long while.
Classic.
Classic man, fuck that guy, that should be me. Tons of those.
No, that brings us to an interesting question, though. Is there anything about the audience that ASMR attracts that you don't particularly like?
I would say it's really just, the people who clearly aren't there for ASMR purposes, who aren't, people who are just using it for reasons that I don't intend. But all in all, I'm posting on a public site and it's going to get a lot of views. And, like I said, if you're going to masturbate to it, just don't tell me.
It's a pretty good rule of thumb.
Good life. There is some good news, though, on the massaging video. It seems that some people are actually happy to see your boyfriend. There's a couple comments of, "I came here because I heard her boyfriend's going to be on it." And then my favorite here, "Forget the girl. Look at that ass. It's plump as fuck."
It is very plump.
Maybe
did you take
maybe
a look?
Your boyfriend, maybe your boyfriend should take over.
He's a very active mod in my Discord, and people have gotten to know him quite well, so they like him, they do. It's not just everybody out there being crazy.
And that's just the sad reality of the internet, really.
Look, I mean we could harp on this all day, or we could get to the important comments that I've dug up. Such as on the same video featuring your boyfriend, like the obvious one, which is, "I want to fuck this girl really hard. I bet she comes easy too," featuring a smiley face emoticon. But who cares about that? That's nonsense. That's child's play. The one that I'm harping on right now says, and I quote, "I always skipped over this video because I didn't want to see GB do ASMR on another man."
You cheated on that poor man.
He's hurt.
How do you sleep at night?
Yeah. Performing oral ASMR in another man.
Oh, right on his back, too. The most sensitive part of a man. How dare you? You hussy.
Oh my god, you hoochie, you.
Yeah, so that video did not perform well views-wise, but that's all right.
Oh no.
This is why incels exist.
I'm sorry.
I think it's always important not to worry about views and stuff and just make what's fun for you to make.
Yes.
I don't know if you care particularly too much about that, but just as a general rule for anyone out there, I think the best approach is just doing what you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I love all these comments. They have like a beginning, a climax, and an end. It's amazing. "Thank you, GB. This video literally made me realize what I was doing with my life, so I went out and worked on it."
Yes.
Oh, that's
yes.
So positive.
I love
that's
that.
A positive one. Yeah, yeah, there
that's
you go.
Fantastic.
You
I love them. Comments like that. I do have some really amazing comments. I know we're sifting to find the bad ones, but man, like 99% of the people I interact with are pretty fantastic.
Oh, yeah. This isn't us saying like the whole audience of ASMR is like bad people or voice crack, bad people or sad people or anything. It's just, it's fun because it does attract like the crowd that you've mentioned with some of the comments. And those are entertaining.
A small percentage, but they're
entertaining. I mean, every audience as it grows is going to attract bullshit. Like our audience has some garbage in it, but that's just because our audience has more than four people in it. Like, that's just how it works.
Yeah, exactly. But well, no, so totally. People are so kind and like, they're really just there to relax and watch ASMR. And sometimes people are, I think, get frustrated that, you know, absolutely, people just want to focus on the, oh, it's so weird. It's so strange. What are you doing? But it's getting there. People are starting to understand what it is. So when I say, oh, I do ASMR, they're like, oh, instead of what the hell is that?
Well, do you ever get like weird haters, but not in the sense of like, you know, this guy's obsessed with me, but rather weird criticism, like, oh, mm-hmm, I hate how you pronounce this.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
filthy whore, you think you're an ASMR artisan? Mm-hmm. Delete your channel. That really
a lot. Oh. People are very specific. Some people, you know, I get the comments that sort of act like I was hired by them to make them a personal video and somehow fucked it up. I was just like, I'm sorry.
Midway through the video, you called the guy you were with Jerry when my name is Tom.
Yeah, or something
like
that.
What the fuck?
I get a lot of like,
remember? You know what? You should
don't
do
interrupt
GB's
there. She's
telling
a story.
You guys remember those old school
God damn it.
YouTube games where you would have to click the annotation and make a choice? Like path A or path B. You could do that, GB. Like if your name is Tom, click here. If your name is Bob, click here, and then
God, the amount of
ASMR
work required for that.
Oh yeah,
there's a channel on YouTube that does that exact thing. I love what he does. He makes like greeting card videos. They're animated greeting cards, but they're really stupid and over the top. But he just cranks out hundreds a day because all he does is edit the name at the end, and that's it.
Oh,
it's
my
fucking
God.
Brilliant. Like, he makes these little music videos that are like, it's your birthday today, and it's got like all these visuals on it, but then he goes to say the name and it'll be like Daniel or Charlie or Andrew, and like that's all he does, and he gets billions of views because everyone just finds the one with the right name on it. It's genius.
Oh my God.
That's cute.
Let me see if I can find it. They're worth watching.
We're not that interested.
That's where you find the gap. You find something that needs to be filled and you fill it. Somebody needed to make those and he did it.
Yeah, here we go. He's called Epic Happy Birthdays. And that's, I sent you the Daniel one because I sent that to my brother. But all he does is make the same exact video. I had it on standby. But no. All he does is make the same exact video every single time and just change the name in it. It's brilliant. Yeah, and
right. We get the idea. Jesus.
Yeah.
It's not a very complicated one that you have to keep explaining. But I do love how you've used his service.
You don't understand. Let me explain the intricacies of it. You see, there's a name, and he swaps it out each time.
All right, look, let me lay it out.
Oh my God.
All right, so Nordic Pyro asks, have you ever felt awkward during a recording for ASMR?
Yes, I have. There is
it an opt? Like,
no, it's not. It's rare. It's definitely rare.
Okay.
Usually, I kind of know what I'm doing. I'll either feel awkward because sometimes I have a script, especially when I'm doing something like a character, like Azula or something. I need to write out a script to be canon to the plot and the universe and all that, because there's stuff like Star Wars I won't even touch, because if I get something wrong, I'll be annihilated.
You're missing out on that audience.
I can't. I did Lord of the Rings, and that was enough. People called me out on a word that I said wrong. Stuff like that. And just very, people love to, you know.
Gondor.
I think I said three instead of five for the number.
What's Azula's mother's name?
Oh my God, don't quiz me on Avatar stuff. Wow. Because now I'm embarrassed.
No, don't expose her here.
Cancel the episode. Holy shit, it's Ursa.
Ursa? God, I even read the comics. They were all right. They have a comics after Avatar, The Last Airbender.
What was her husband's name?
The original one, like Fire Lord Ozai? Or like
yes,
the one
thank
that...
God. Okay.
Okay, okay. Because
she didn't remarry, yeah, by the way. Yeah, it's one guy, not the original one.
You need to read the comics.
It's Avatar lore.
Oh yeah, back to do I feel awkward? No. No, I just keep going with it. It's when I forget scripts, or if I'm just I start talking and I'm like, I have no fucking idea what I'm saying right now to this camera. That's when I'll just stop and scrap it. And then some other times, you know, like I'll try a trigger, which is like something that you call like a different sound, or, you know, you try a technique. And I'll sort of just catch myself in the viewfinder of the camera. And I'm like, this isn't working. So like some of those times, like I'll feel awkward. But, you know, I've made like over 300 or so ASMR videos by now, so talking to the camera is not awkward to me at all. Mm-hmm. Pretending that I'm your big sister is not awkward to me.
Well, yeah.
Pretending?
What?
Exposed.
Oh, shit. Immersion lost.
The immersion is very important to people. It is very important.
I bet.
Especially in that field, I imagine it'd have to be very important.
What?
Do you have any pets?
I don't. I foster cats, but I'm getting a dog this summer.
Well, who's playing with the rubber duck right now?
It's my girlfriend. Tetra. Yeah, no, it's Tiana. She's just down there on the floor playing with the squeaky toys.
ASMR.
Oh, that's cute.
Relaxing.
Well, don't let that distract you. What other questions did they have, Jackson?
Yes, this is the perfect time during a recording, by the way.
I thought so as well.
Yeah, to play fetch.
All right. So this next one comes from some guy who says, I've never listened to ASMR. Seriously, what would you say to me to convince me to? You got to sell your service, Jibby. Some guy is a potential customer.
Mm. Well, what's his name?
Some guy.
Some guy?
Mm-hmm. That's his name. That's his username.
All right, some guy.
What happened to be kidnapped her?
I'd have to marry him. The thing is, do you sleep? Yes or no? Do you have trouble sleeping?
All right, I'll get back to you. I'll go ask him.
If you have trouble sleeping, and a lot of people do, you should try ASMR. If you have trouble relaxing, you should try ASMR. If you know, like I said, you can use it when you feel lonely or just need to,
does.
Yeah, if you feel lonely.
I promise you, I know, because he has a My Little Pony as his avatar.
Watch some ASMR. I'm sure there's My Little Pony ASMR. The genre is growing, so it's essentially, if you watch one video and don't like it, there are hundreds of creators, and everybody has a different style and voice, and it's definitely about finding what you like and what works for you.
I wish I could. If I was a girl, I'd try to use my powers for good. I suppose, I would make ASMR
powers?
Video. Powers.
Powers?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
My female voice powers. Like, I would use them to make videos like, don't shoot up the school. Everybody loves you.
You
I
have
love
a voice
you.
Synthesizer.
Well, that's just gonna make me sound like a Daft Punk robot, not a girl.
That's even cooler.
It's not cool to Nicholas
Cruz. Better? Who would convince you better to not shoot up the school? Some random chick or Daft fucking Punk?
Some random chick. Because people who shoot up schools are incels.
Yeah, but Daft Punk.
You could even substitute the names and stuff as like common incel names and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You could just, yeah.
Daniel,
maybe there's a whole nother market there.
Don't shoot up the school.
Don't shoot up the school today, Roger. It would be a bad idea. Didn't we've gone full circle. That was the very first thing we talked about.
Shooting what? Up schools? I think that's the first time we've been on that subject.
No, it isn't. The AT-ASMR incel thing. That was the very first thing we talked about this episode.
AT-ASMR? What?
ASMR anti-incel thing.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember.
I don't know. Damn. Well, shout out to all the incels who watch us, apparently. I logged onto their Discord server and I was immediately recognized through my pseudonym, which was Tom. They saw right through it.
Tom? That can't be Tom. Tom's over there. That's Kyra.
How did they see through you? Tom is the ultimate incel name.
I love how even with this community that barely knows Kaya, they know his shit. Me, I'm always looking over my shoulder for a whiff of Kaya the Swift, and now even the incel community's up, like, they can sniff him out.
Immediately, the admin in the Discord called me out.
Maybe he saw your IP or something.
Well, no, I don't know.
I didn't change my profile picture. I didn't feel like giving too much effort into it.
You changed your name to Tom.
Yeah. I thought that would be enough for incels. I guess it wasn't.
I like the idea that they've got like one of those posters, you know, at convenience stores where someone robs the joint. They've got a poster with your picture on it.
Do not serve.
Not let in.
Damn.
Yeah, that's great. All right, this last patron question comes from X Silent X Knight, who says, seriously though, is it as calming making the noises as it is hearing them? That's an interesting question.
No, not typically. There's a couple of times where I'm doing something that's very repetitive where it's totally relaxing. And, you know, I'm just standing there tapping on something for 10 minutes, you know. But I'm constantly aware of what I'm doing. So in that sense, like I'm not relaxed because I'm doing something.
That makes sense. That
brings me to a question I wanted to ask. Do you typically do everything in one take, or how long does it take you to make one, let's say a role play one? How long does it take you to make one of those?
I usually like bunch out my videos to three things, like the triggers, which is just like, okay, I'm going to tap on things today. Like that's what's happening. The role plays, like you said, like big sister or doctor or dentist or haircutting. We're all three, you know, you're in for the,
wait, what was the third one?
The special. You can doctor, dentist. What did I say? Hairdresser,
big sister,
teacher. Doesn't matter.
Do you know, have you found what triggers you for it? What specifically hits you?
Oh, yeah. I like role plays a lot. A lot of what you see on my channel is what I like because I think I'm biased.
Oh, I thought you meant like Big Sister from Bioshock, not like the actual. Jeez, I just looked it up on your channel. I'm sorry.
No, a lot of people are already like, so when's the Bioshock ASMR coming? I'm like, let me finish the game.
You'll have to play as a big daddy and just get your boyfriend to do like bassy moves.
Just mumble into the microphone and reverb it a million
times.
They
didn't speak, yeah.
My audience is pretty cool though. They definitely get a kick out of like that sort of thing. Like I did Linda from Bob's Burgers totally because I thought it would be hilarious.
Oh god. No, yeah, nothing speaks ASMR calm soothing voice to me like fucking Linda from Bob's Burgers, who is voiced by an incredibly gay man.
So I mostly did that for the laughs for myself, and then people really liked
the
it
memes.
And I was like, oh god,
let me guess, the top comment was still, I can't believe she has a fucking boyfriend.
I challenge you to do Marge Simpson.
Marge?
And make somebody fall asleep. Yeah, the grating on the chalkboard voice that she has.
Or Lois from Family Guy would be a good one too.
Oh my god.
Peter, you need to go to sleep.
Wow, one of my...
Or Andrew from the official podcast.
Yeah, just do me.
You'd be surprised what you can find. Peace and Sobriety ASMR, one of the people I listen to a lot. She did a couple of Meg Griffin roleplays.
Who the fuck wants to go to bed to Meg Griffin?
Andrew, that was so accurate. I like you a little less now.
The what?
Really good. The Family Guy wife voice that he did.
I'm sorry.
Andrew does
good
impressions.
We're not friends anymore.
No, Andrew actually does some really good impressions. Yeah. Give him something, GB. Anything. He's really versatile.
I'll try.
Do GB.
Okay, sure.
I like how I asked GB to do it, and Jackson immediately overshadowed it.
Hey, how's it going? I'm here to... Oh, I think that we're just gonna play with your hair a little bit, and it's gonna be real good.
Flutter the fingers.
I forgot to flutter the fingers.
Oh my
god. You can't forget.
I don't know, give me an actual impression, I'll try.
Oh.
Mr. Meeseeks.
Oh. God! She's the guest, Kaya.
Yeah, do Gibby from iCarly. I'm just kidding.
Gibby. That's what he sounds like.
Oh, can you do Ash from Pokemon?
Oh, God. That's hard because that's an old woman impersonating a small boy.
Okay. What about James from Team Rocket?
James, I'm going to use Meowth and stop everyone from stopping me.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That was really good.
Our resident impressionist. Give him another one. Don't stop. Full force.
Coughing, you smokescreen. Not on me.
Do Squidward.
We've already done that one.
Yeah, you were good at it too. Yeah.
Do all Bane. Do is laugh. Do what?
Bane.
Oh, you see, Kaya, the way
it's not at all. That's horrible.
You ruined it.
Well,
all right. Damn.
The problem with his impressions, the problem with impressions is if they're good, it's okay. If they're bad, it's the worst fucking thing.
Yeah,
ever.
It is.
That is
and
so
everyone
true.
Will get on your case.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's not how Christopher Walken sneezes, you fuck. I don't know. I think my voice, my voice talents, I don't even want to use that word, more lend itself to like caricature voices, like not do Arnold Schwarzenegger, more so do an angry guy at a bar. I don't know.
Do Charlie's dad promoting our drunk bonus episode on the Patreon to be coming soon.
Well, hey, guys, I heard you were doing some sort of bonus episode. You know, I think that'd be really hot shit. That'd be some cool thing. You get a little drink or two. You know, get up the brewskis, have a real good time. I think, those fans out there, they're just going to eat that shit up. It's on the bonus Patreon, right? How's that going? There you go.
I guess that's how my dad would say it. I don't know. Do you think that's how my dad would say it, GB?
You don't know your dad very well, do you?
Mm-mm.
Me? Or her?
Either. No, he doesn't know his own dad.
I know my dad pretty well. He likes sports and stuff.
I like how we've single-handedly ruined my reputation for impressions with the last 5 minutes.
Which one do you think you're the best at? What do you think is your best impression?
Oh, God. I don't know. Usually,
Sonic.
It's usually cartoon and anime voices because that's what I watched growing up. So I would just try to sound like them.
Can you do Piccolo?
Nah. Well, Piccolo. Pick kind of. Gohan,
you need to use the spirit bomb, Gohan.
I can do Hercule. These are so awful.
Yeah, let's hear the Hercule. Don't just say you can do it and then not.
All right, listen to me, a Cell character. That's a whole bunch of smoke and mirrors that they've been using in the Cell games. Now, I'm the real champ, and I'm here to say that I'm going to give them the coup de grace. Whoa!
Does he pronounce it coup de grace?
Yeah, he does.
Oh.
I've got a present for you.
Oh.
Do Hulk Hogan.
Enough.
Hercule is Hulk Hogan, except the same.
It's okay.
Yeah, we should spare our listeners this fucking garbage. I'm going to go hang myself in my fucking closet.
GB left.
God. Someone, what's the quickest place I can get tensile rope? Good Lord. Never do this to me again.
Do a rope salesman.
Andrew's trying to get hate at less, not more.
Exactly. There goes that idea.
God, I love Andrew's impressions.
There's a reason I've stopped doing them.
Welcome to Andrew's Impressions podcast.
Don't let haters stop you, man.
Yeah, do what you want to do, man.
Do
I
want to
stop doing impression.
That's fair enough.
Pussy.
Yeah, I would say you're a pussy indeed. All right, well, we've been going an hour and a half. We can start to wind this down.
Wait a minute, Charlie. Call me pussy on that, and the reason we're friends is I impersonated you?
Wow, that's full circle, man. Ooh. Yeah, that's deep.
Look at that.
Wait, how?
Only real listeners will get that lore.
I don't even know that lore.
Yeah,
what's that lore?
Oh, really?
Open up the Bible. What's the lore?
Should we, I don't know, do we spoil the surprise or leave that as a...
Oh, wait, if they went back and listened to an earlier episode, they'd know the answer.
Because
we talked about how we all met.
The way that Charlie found Kaya. Out about my existence is I did an impersonation video of him and some other YouTubers.
Oh
right, okay.
Oh, and you're angry people accuse you of trying to be critical?
Wow.
Damn. Yikes. Those are words that cut deep, man.
That was like a knife in my gut.
Put you in the grave. GB, yeah, so GB, if you don't hate us yet, shout out your stuff, your channel, and your Twitch.
Do it even if you hate us.
All right. I don't. This is really fun. So my YouTube channel is youtube.com/GBASMR. And then my Twitch is twitch.tv/GGGB, GIBI. And all my Twitter and Instagram is at GBOfficial.
Nice. Yeah. Official.
Yes.
You're not allowed to use that.
I couldn't just be the ASMR because I'm also doing other stuff now. So I had to make the big switch. Podcast. Like the official podcast.
You know, official is trademarked by us.
Well, somebody actually tweeted at me. They're like, you're obviously a huge fan since it's in your handle.
Really? Well, they're not
That's
wrong.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Keep up the good work. Anytime you see someone with official in the name, let them know that they stole it from us. Mm-hmm. And then they can come on the podcast to defend themselves. I'm talking to you, Drake Bell official.
Tell John McAfee he's a cunt.
Yeah, please let John McAfee know I'm very disappointed in him.
Stop buying Bitcoin.
All right. Wrap us up, Jackson. Send us out.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for watching this week's episode of The Official Podcast. We appreciate everyone's support. And by support, I mean just watching us is great. So thank you for that. Thank you for everything. Theofficialpodcast.com/Patreon. Do it the other way around, though. Patreon.com/Theofficialpodcast. Go check us out there. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.